Hi all. I tweeted earlier about who should be the captain next season once Mertesacker retires, and there's been a lot of interest, a lot of replies, a lot of comments, a lot of debate. So I thought I would go through not only the candidates and the pros and cons of each candidate. I'll add my opinion to it. And I'll also cover the role of a captain, which has changed massively in the last 10 to 15 years. And a lot of comments that people have given have spoke about one key aspect of what they want in a captain. And I don't think that role exists anymore. Oh, I know it doesn't exist anymore. But anyway, I'll cover that when I come to it. Anyway, as we know, Mertesacker is our current club captain. He won't play much this season, but he's our current club captain. And he, in his absence, Koscielny is the on the pitch captain at the moment. Come July, when the team come back to training after the players that have gone to the World Cup, we will need to appoint a new club captain. So a lot of people think it will be Koscielny, natural successor. He's obviously got the armband on the pitch at the moment. I mean, it's well known, anyone that watches Arsenal regularly, whether it be in the stadium or on TV, he's not a very good captain. He is our best defender, but he's not a very good captain. He's not vocal enough. He's a good player and he leads by example in maybe that sense, but not he's not vocal. He doesn't inspire anything as a captain. Also, he's got obviously his own injury concerns about how much he's going to be able to play going on, ongoing. I think he could struggle to start next season as well, but if he plays in the World Cup, because it'll be so many games in a short succession of time, followed by a very, very short pre-season. For me, I don't think it will be him. Actually, no, that's not true. I don't think it should be him. I think it probably will. So there's the pros and cons of him. Very good player, leads by example in terms of ability, but maybe won't see as much playing time as we would hope, and also just not a very, very good leader on the pitch. In the poll, I didn't include Petr Cech because although I think it is a very good option, well, I think it's an option. My personal choice is he wouldn't be our number one keeper come next summer or the start of next season. So that's why I didn't include him. There's been a lot of people commenting with his name, and I wouldn't say you're wrong, and I wouldn't say it's a bad shout. It's just my personal preference. I don't think he will be our number one for much longer. Maybe that's a hope, but that's why I didn't include him. A lot of people have said Giroud, and I'm a huge Giroud fan. My unpopular opinion is that I personally think he's better than Lacazette, but that's a different debate. Better for Arsenal than Lacazette, but yeah, that's a different debate. My problem is I'm one of very few that has that opinion, and I don't see him getting much playing time or enough playing time to justify being a captain. I also think he has a tendency to sulk. He a lot of the time goes down too easy, and I don't think you want a captain seen as weak. What I will say though is because of the amount he cares, the captain, I mean, he has been captain on a few occasions, and it does bring an extra sort of 10% out, maybe not 10%, but it does bring a bit of bit more out of him. It's like he's proud to wear the armband. So the pros and cons of him are it does make him a better player and he does try and lift the team. But if he's in the team enough, he's not the type of captain. Some people you can get away with, Mertesacker or Arteta, you could get away with being captains who are not on the pitch because they're so well respected around the training ground. They're old wise heads. They're everyone got on with them. Whereas Giroud, I'm not saying not everyone gets on with him, but he's not that type of player. He's not. He doesn't come across as the I don't know, the intelligent leader, if that's if. That's the wrong way of putting it, but that's the only way I can think of. So yeah, there's a pros and cons of Giroud, and I highly doubt he's got a chance. A lot of people saying Jack. Look, I am Jack's biggest fan. I have been since the first time I saw him play in pre-season when he was like 15 or something stupid. But he doesn't play enough, and to be honest, I would be surprised if he's there next season. Personally, I would keep him. I'd get him to sign a new deal, but I don't agree to contracts at the club. So I didn't include him in the poll because, one, I don't think he'll be there. As I said, I hope he will. Two, I don't, even if he is there, he's not going to break back in and be a starter. We love him for his passion and that he actually cares and he knows what it means to play for Arsenal, in the way that players tend to not know what it is to play for their clubs anymore. Now most clubs are employers, whereas I think Jack is one of the sort of old school where he knows what it means to play for a certain club, and you'll get more out of him at that club than you will for anyone else. But if you, again, he's one that lead by example by wearing his heart on his sleeve, and you can't wear your heart on your sleeve when you're in the stands or sitting on the bench. So I really don't think he's an option. I see where people are going by saying him, but I don't think it's a realistic option. Beyond that, one person said Alexis, and I don't want to belittle anyone's opinion. First thing, he's not going to be there. Secondly, he is so far away from what a captain should be. It is laughable. I know people go with give it to your best player, but I mean, he is the last person I'd make captain. I think it'd be the worst thing Arsenal could possibly do. So again, everyone's entitled to their opinion, but knowing how the squad are and that he's not very liked, he moans about absolutely everything. You can't give someone like that power. I mean, he's already got a bit of power because he's our talisman. If you give him even more, it'd be an absolute nightmare. If any of you listened to the story about Thomas of Marlon and his exit from Arsenal earlier on in the summer that I, very early on in the summer that I recorded, it was a bit of a similar situation to what I would envisage it being like with Alexis Sanchez if you gave him the armband. But as I said, it's neither here nor there because he won't be at the club come August, I don't believe. Going on from that, the options I put in the poll were Granit Xhaka, Aaron Ramsey and Nacho Monreal. Monreal strangely seems to massively divide opinion. For me, he's Mr. Consistent. He's 7 or 8 out of 10 every week. He's very well liked. All of the players love him, which always helps. It's what makes Mertesacker so good. Everyone gets on with him, from the youth team to Alexis Sanchez or Mesut Ozil. The top pros down to the youth team all get on with Mertesacker, which obviously is why he was selected as captain. And I think Monreal is very similar. He's very likeable. He's consistent. And maybe, I don't know how much you see of this on TV, because I tend not to watch us on TV because I'm at the games, but he is our most vocal defender, probably our most vocal player. Obviously, I couldn't tell you what he's saying, but you always see it's him. He's almost like a cheerleader on the pitch at times. He's always the most enthusiastic. So I think it's a very good option. I mean, if I see him as like our Cesar Azpilicueta, and I don't think anyone would raise any eyebrows if Azpilicueta was made Chelsea captain. So I don't think that's a terrible option. I think that there's been a lot of comments saying he's not even good enough to be in the first team. I don't understand that personally. As I said, each to their own, but I think his name goes against him. If we just signed a player of his level and their name ended in an O or something exotic, an A, Silva, Costa, anything that sounds semi, or even anyone really. I think if we'd just signed him and he was at this level, I don't think there'd be any complaints. I think it's because he was quite bad when we first signed him. He only cost 8 million and people are still judging him on that. But I think for the last 2 years, he's been, he's been as good as anyone really in terms of consistency. Obviously, he plays in a non-eye-catching position, which is always difficult. You're never going to get man of the match awards for being a 7 or 8 as a left back or a left wing back. Whereas if you're an 8 as an attacker, you've got a fair chance of getting man of the match. He was one option. Next option, and a lot of people have said him, Granit Xhaka. Previously been captain at Mönchengladbach. He is in contact because of his role with both the defensive line and the attacking line, which is always helpful for a captain. It's one reason where I personally don't like keepers as captain, because I think they can see all of the pitch, but they're out of touch with the pitch. Whereas I think Xhaka in the engine room, and there's a reason it's called the engine room, is in contact with both units. Also, I mean, with Cazorla out, Xhaka is our puppet master. He's our conductor. If you're going to be conducting play, I mean, a lot of the decisions fall on his head, because a lot of our turning defence into attack goes through him anyway. So if he's making them decisions and manipulating the pitch with his passing, then the captain's armband's not far away. He's also got that bit of tenacity, which people seem to like in a captain. You'd hope it wouldn't go to his head, and he feels he has to tackle that 10% harder because he's captain, because that would lead to him getting sent off a lot more often than you would like. Interestingly, he is on 34% on the poll at the moment after nearly 1,300 votes. He's actually second to the next one, who was Aaron Ramsey. I think this has got a very good I think Rambo's got a very good chance. He's box to box. He never stopped running. His distance covered stats are always a joke. I think fans can get on your side when you do that. I think one of my friends plays in League Two. So for people that don't know the structure of English football, it's the fourth tier. So it's the Premier League, Championship, League One, League Two. And he said when he was a youngster, when he was coming into the first team at the club he was at the time, a senior pro who played at higher levels gave him a bit of advice and said, run as hard as you can. And then you're a 6 out of 10 automatically. No matter how you play, the fans will be on your side. You're a 6 out of 10. Anything you do on top of that, then obviously you're a 7 and 8. And he said the fans will love you because it looks like you're trying your hardest. Even if you've been awful, it's like, oh, he's not had a good day. And I think Ramsey, with the amount of distance he covers, he could have that similar effect. Again, the same as Jacker, he's in touch with the defence and the attacking units. I see him a bit, and I'm not comparing him on ability, so don't come at me and say shibboleths about this, but I see him a bit like a young Gerrard in that he can inspire the team with his work rate. I mean, I remember a young Gerrard having some awful games, but because he was all over the pitch, running up and down, tackling hard, playing eye-catching passes, getting in the box, having shots, he could be bad and still look good just because of how hard he was trying. And I think Ramsey could be that sort of player. I'm not saying he's at Gerrard's level, because let's be honest, I don't think there's been an Englishman or a British midfielder at Gerrard's level for a long, long time. Paul Scholes maybe, but in a very different way. And the same as Frank Lampard, he was a very different type of player to Steven Gerrard. But yeah, Ramsey's currently leading the poll with 38%, so it's very close between him and Granit Xhaka. They're the reason I've included all them people or not included them people. What I will say is that there's been a lot of people say that they want us to, it should be someone who's a leader, a hard man. Like they want basically someone in the Roy Keane mould, the Patrick Vieira, the Tony Adams. In the last 10 to 15 years, mainly, maybe even shorter than that, maybe in the last 5 years, the role of a captain has massively changed. I don't know why, and I couldn't tell you this, but it's no longer as a big, tough leader on the pitch. Like, I mean, you can look back at our captains and say the last two permanent captains have been Arteta and Mertesacker. We haven't had a club captain start a Premier League game for about 4 years. And people, at the start, when this first started happening, the press criticised us for it, saying, oh, how can you do that? Because they were still used to the old school method of captaincy. But if you look at Mourinho's gone and made Carrick United's captain. I don't even know if he's got any Premier League minutes. He definitely hasn't started this season. You look at Chelsea and it's Cahill, who plays every week, but well, to be fair, he's played out of position every week and he's in danger of losing his position with the signing of Rudiger. But again, he's no John Terry. So there's another one. Man City, I mean, Kompany is probably the type of player that you think of when you think of the Gerrards, the Adams, the Vieira, the Keens, but he plays 15 league games a season now because of injury. I'm not, if he was fit, he would play, but he's not. So you've got him as a captain who's not involved. So I don't know what the reason is, but teams seem to be shying away from that type of captain that we all want as fans. If it was only one manager, you could say, oh, they're wrong, they're doing something wrong. But where is all of the top managers? I don't know. There must be a reason for it. I don't know what that is. I mean, even looking at Tottenham, as much as it pains me to say they've been very good for the last couple of years, I was talking to someone earlier, I don't actually know who their club captain is. It might be Lloris, but again, obviously he's a good player. He's not going to inspire you to do anything. I've seen Kane wear their armband. same sort of thing. He's a very good player and he scores goals, but he's not that leader that we've been speaking about. Vertonghen, I've seen wear the armband, and he's a bit harder than the others, but he's not that Roy Keane Vieira type of player. Liverpool's captain's Jordan Henderson. I mean, again, he's a captain because he runs a lot, and most of the time he's chasing his own first touch, but that's the reason he's captain. And I think Ramsey could do, the reason I would say I think Ramsey would probably be my favourite is I think he could do the Henderson, do it in the Henderson mould, but just as a better footballer. Yeah, so that's looking at the top six teams, and none of them have got the captain that they seem to we all want and that everyone's commenting for. So I think the role has massively changed, and I mean people are saying sign someone who's a leader, but I mean you're just looking world football since Barcelona lost Puyol. I mean, Messi's been captain for obvious reasons, but he's not a leader. Anyone, you can look at any team in world football, Bayern Munich. Anyone, like I've seen Ribery be their captain, Bayern Munich's captain, and like, really, he's a good player. But again, I think that role's gone. So when people are calling sign someone or get someone, it's just going to be hard. That's not what a captain is anymore. I think they more have to have more of a tactical brain than they ever did before. I think a captain nowadays is almost like a manager on the training ground, and also meant to be like a manager on the pitch. Manage situations, obviously not saying tactics. So that's why it's changed from a hothead to it's more of a thinking man's job now. So yeah, that's my views on it. As we've already had loads of comments on this topic, so if yours differs to this, or if any points I've made are something you don't agree with, then let me know, and we'll see where we come out of it. Some things I've said you might think are wrong, or look, nothing, well, not much of what I've said is fact. It's just my opinion. Based on thousands of hours watching Arsenal and some time around the squad. So yeah, let me know what you think. Leave your comments, leave your views. They're always welcome, as I always say, as long as they're not saying you're clueless. Give me a reason why I'm clueless. State your opinion. It's easy to tell someone else they're wrong without being right yourself. Anyway, thanks for listening. Have a good week, and let's hope we beat West Brom. Cheers.